In CI News this week, Kim Leadbeater's skewed selection of witnesses to appear before the committee scrutinising her bill provokes criticism. The government roundly rejects a petition calling for the caste review to be re-evaluated. And a record-breaking premature baby celebrates his fourth birthday. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 24th of January. I'm Rhys Curnow. The dominance of pro-assisted suicide witnesses among those selected to appear before the committee scrutinising Kim Leadbeater's bill has provoked strong criticism. Times columnist Janice Turner branded the committee's action dismaying, and Danny Kruger MP expressed astonishment that the list was heavily skewed towards those in favour of assisted suicide. A committee vote against hearing evidence from the Royal College of Psychiatrists also caused concern, such that within a matter of hours, Kim Leadbeater had backed down and added the group to the witness list. In Scotland, evidence sessions on MSP Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill have already begun. The Health, Social Care and Sport Committee heard evidence from a panel of pro-life groups that oppose MacArthur's proposals, including Care Not Killing, Care for Scotland and Not Dead Yet UK.
I think if the excellent work the Scottish Government and MSPs have done on the anti-suicide strategy, and clearly suicide very much linked to mental health, and the approach is never to validate that, is to everything we possibly can, everything you can possibly do to assure somebody that their life is always worth living and it's never right to take their life. So it seems deeply retrograde then to take the view that in terms of physical health, to validate somebody's choice that there may be circumstances when ending their life prematurely is the right thing to do.
One of my strongest messages to all of you really is, do you want a society where everybody has access to assisted suicide? Because that's ultimately where you will go down, unless we believe in exceptionalism, because every country that is going through the process of assisted suicide or dying is grappling with that question of how do you expand it? How do you refrain from expanding?
The government has rejected calls to re-examine the CAST Review's recommendations for gender-confused children. A petition had called for an independent evaluation, but the Department of Health and Social Care said the government and NHS England are fully committed to implementing the CAST Review. The government is clear that healthcare provision for children and young people experiencing gender dysphoria and incongruence must be safe, evidence-based and clinically appropriate. Implementing the CAST Review ensures that this will happen. The government does not, therefore, believe an independent evaluation of the CAST Review would be beneficial, and there are no plans for an independent evaluation. The new Irish government has pledged to advance a ban on so-called conversion practices. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, supported by members of the regional independent group, made the pledge as part of their draft programme for government, which commits to improving the lives and protecting the rights of the LGBTQI+ community in Ireland. Last year, the previous coalition government pushed back its plans for a new law, admitting the process was fraught with legal difficulties. The Christian Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, noted that other countries had found it tricky to legislate in this area. Gay and trans people are protected from abuse by existing law, so it's difficult to see what else you can ban, except legitimate free speech on sexual ethics and gender ideology. A poll carried out for the Institute just over a year ago showed this is just not a priority for Irish voters. The new government needs to listen. And finally, the world's youngest premature baby to ever survive is now 4 years old. Curtis Means, who has been recognised by Guinness World Records, was born at 21 weeks and 1 day in the US state of Alabama. Weighing just 14.8 ounces, he was lighter than half a bag of sugar. At 4 years old, he now weighs 2.5 stone and loves speaking to people on the phone and watching Mickey Mouse. Right to Life UK spokeswoman Catherine Robinson rejoiced over the beautiful outcome for Curtis and his family. The fact that the world's most premature baby was born only 4 years ago demonstrates how our medical technologies are improving all the time to provide these very tiny babies with the best chance of survival. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.